Happy Bishop of Boots Feast Day. This was St. Albert's title when he was the Bishop of Regensburg because he was a Dominican priest whose rule he lived by was the rule of simplicity, meaning that he walked everywhere. He didn't ride a horse or take a carriage or anything. And for a diocese as big as his, that was quite some feat. Here's another interesting fact about St. Albert. Albertus Magnus, as he's called, if you're over touring in Europe, is considered to be one of the greatest saints for the 21st century because of his deep abiding faith in God and his brilliant scientific mind. All I can say is thank you, St. Albert the Great, for showing us in this modern world that we live in today that faith and science can coexist in peace, they can live in harmony, and actually they can complement each other. I'd like for us to turn now to the readings and talk with you about how to live confidently in a world that is full of tension. We feel tension just about everywhere we go today. In the nation, our families, yes, even our church and our workplace. Would you agree that we live in a world full of tension? You might be tense right now, as a matter of fact. I know that tension tries to sink its claws into me at times, and it's not a good feeling when I'm up against that. So the question is, what do we do about it? Well, thank God for today's readings because Malachi, Paul, and Jesus, they offer us three options to consider and one real solution. The first option to living in a tension-filled world is despair, disparity. Jesus tells us very clearly and plainly in the gospel reading today that there will be wars, insurrection, earthquakes, famines, plagues, and uncertainties, just to mention a few. But he does not say that we are to go around frightened and depressed when these things happen. Can you imagine Jesus telling you to live a life of despair? I can't fathom that. No, I can't fathom that at all. By no means. That would never happen. Jesus was always positive and optimistic, because he knew who the Father was. And even in the reading today, we find these words. He says, when these things happen, do not be terrified. Don't be afraid. Don't be terrified. Don't live in despair. So in effect, despair is not a solution to living with the tension that we live in today. The second option to living with tension is to resign from life. And this was the situation in the second reading today as Paul was writing to the church at Thessalonica. Here's what was going on. The people, the Christians, had given up on everything because they assumed that Jesus was coming at any moment. His arrival was imminent. So what do? Well, they drop out of life is what they do. And two things start to happen. Since they've already resigned their jobs, they run out of food to eat, and they're going around and asking people to feed them. And then it says they spent the rest of their time talking about the business of others. You know what that is? That's called gossiping. So that's what they were doing. And Paul's response was this: church, don't resign from life. Now, can you imagine with me, can you ever think that Paul would tell anybody to drop out of life? Well, absolutely not. He wouldn't do that. That would never happen. So, in effect, resigning yourself from life is not a solution to living with tension. So this leaves us one other option to consider, and that option is a good option, which is to live confidently. Live confidently. Now, I can imagine Jesus and I can hear Paul saying those words to us today. Church, live confidently. That's what I would hear him say. Amid all of the tensions of life, live with confidence. The question becomes then, how do we do that through the richness of our faith? Because it's through our faith that we find the strength and the encouragement to live a life of confidence. So let me offer you three practical suggestions out of the readings today. The first one is affirm that everything ultimately turns out okay. This is really important. See, if you were up in heaven this morning, you would not see God having a panic attack. He wouldn't be wringing his hands because of what's going on in the world today, or any day, as a matter of fact. Why is that? Because God is bigger than anything that we have to endure in this life. God wins, remember that. And as his children, we win too. What did the prophet Malachi say today? He said, "But for you who honor my name, there will arise the Son of Justice with healing in its with its healing rays." What's God saying through the prophet Malachi? He's saying this: hey, everything ultimately works out because the coming of the Messiah is near, and when the Messiah comes, he will usher in the dawn of a new age, a brighter age, one where God, who is brighter than the sun, will arise and will dispel all the darkness, all the darkness. And that's a beautiful thought. Light dispels darkness. That's one of the reasons that we have candles at all of the masses. It's the light of Christ dispelling the darkness in the world. That's confidence. And being the time of year that it is, this being the end of the church year, as we call it, we're always looking at the end of time. We sort of follow the history of salvation through the course of the church year. And if you go to the book of Revelation and you read the last few chapters, guess what? In heaven, you find no uncertainty. You find no anxiety, no tension in life. All that you find is confidence. Now, why is that important in today, for today? Why is that relevant for today? Well, here's why. You know how things are ultimately going to work out. You go to the end of the book and you read that. And when you do that, you can breathe a sigh of relief amidst all of the tensions that are going on in the world. God wins, and so does his children win. The second thing is to place your trust in Jesus. Now, this is absolutely essential to keeping tension in check. It's so important, and regrettably today, I must say that a survey that was done, over 50% of Catholics don't believe you can have a relationship with Jesus. Boy, that's a loser right there already, because we need the strength, we need the presence of Jesus in my life. I'll be honest with you, I don't have all the answers of why this happens and why that happens in life, and I don't have specific solutions to all the problems in the world today. But there's one thing I've learned. If there's one thing I've learned that I don't doubt in the least, it is that I can trust Jesus. I can trust him. What did Jesus say to his disciples as he speaks to us this morning? He says, "My dear children, let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God and believe also in me." That's a beautiful statement. See, I've learned in my own life after 64 years that without Jesus, I would fold under the tensions I see around me today. But with Jesus, I can stand up tall and I can offer an encouraging and supportive word to each of you here. I've learned that without Jesus, this life really wouldn't be worth living. It just wouldn't be there. But with Jesus, I am filled with immeasurable joy at all times. I would be lost without Jesus. And so he says to trust him. I have to trust him. I will trust him. That's a place to be. I've seen too much and I've gone through too many fires in this life to know that there's any other way. As Paul said to the Hebrews, he said, Jesus is our anchor. Jesus is our rock, and we must trust him. The third thing is the practical advice is go on living, doing the best that you can. Never give up on life. Never give up on life. I see on the faces, it's written on the faces of people when I'm walking around today, there's that sense of giving up. There's that sense of letting the tension overwhelm, overtake. And you know what happens when you do that? You become a cynic. You become cynical about life. You're alive. You sour on life. But Jesus came to give us life. So what he says to us today is to go forward with life, because through him we can. What did he say? The key to the gospel reading today. He said that by your perseverance in me, you will secure your lives. So let me encourage you today. When you fall, get up, because Jesus will help you. It's true. All of us here are going to lose battles in life here along the way. But always remember this. The war is going to be won. You're going to win the war. God is going to be victorious over that. Jesus says, because I am with you. So when you lose your grip on life, grab on to the strong and steady hand of Jesus. And I cannot begin to tell you the number of times that I have done that in my own life, and the Lord has joyfully picked me up out of the mud and the mire of this life. So with the Lord at our side, we can engage life to its fullest at each and every moment. Through our walk with him, we can live a life of loving others in our nation, our family, our church, and our workplace. I'd like to leave you with a Celtic prayer that you might want to pray if you're interested in living with less tension in your life today. Here it goes. Calm me, Lord, as you calm the storm. Still me, Lord, keep me from all harm. Let all tension within me cease. Embrace me, Lord, in your peace. We ask this through Christ our Lord.